Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Sam Norwood is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, senior partner with Tatum LLC. He's here with the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions as of the first of this month. And we talked about the overall business conditions, Sam, last segment, and the errors were down.
Yeah.
For the last 30 days and the outlook for the next 60 days. Sam, that carries us into 2014. That's not good news.
Well, that's right. Well, a lot of funny things happen toward year end. The big production and so forth have now shifted to retail for the season, the holiday season. So backlogs, that affects backlogs to some degree.
Right.
We're seeing pretty good news in capital expenditures in the past month, but that will go down at year-end as well because there's for many companies, there's sort of a push at year-end to get things installed, committed and installed to get the tax credit for deduction for the year just ending. So some of these things change at year-end.
When I look at your order backlogs down for the last 30, down for the next 60,
yeah.
That's... And therefore, at least a month or more into next year,
yep.
And a lot of your people are not retail. I mean, I can understand it. I can understand it if it was a retailer forecasting for January, February, because
right.
The first 2 months of the year are tough for retailers right after
exactly.
The holidays. I spent many years in retail decades and decades ago. And I remember those slow January, February months. But many of your people are in the supply chain. They're in
yep.
Logistics. They're in the manufacturing. And so they ought to be picking up right now. I mean, this is not a this is a time of year when people ought to be putting in orders to build things and deliver them in April.
Our interpretation on this, Jim, is that. People got a little too optimistic in the last couple of months and built, and it didn't sell through the pipeline.
That's what happened in the third quarter, wasn't it? That's the reason the third quarter spiked in GDP, wasn't it?
That's correct, and that shows up in our figures as well. So now that's got to work through the pipeline of delivery before new orders are going to pick up and the backlogs will be restored. So we've seen in the last couple of months a decline in order backlogs, orders on hand for future delivery declining, and that's the reason. The pipeline is pretty well stuffed right now.
Well, and you know what? That's if you to say the pipeline is stuffed, Sam. That's what happens, and I hate to say this, but that's what happens before a recession hits.
Well, it is. It depends on degree, but right now, one of the things that's different now from, let's say, 5, 10, 15 years ago is that we're far more responsive. In prior recessions, they would get exacerbated by the fact that we were slow to react.
Right.
Now we react pretty fast.
Right. No, I agree.
And so we're staying on top.
A stuffed pipeline is a lot different today than it was in 1975.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now we're a lot more able to monitor, what's the both ends of the pipeline these days, and the communication is better. Just in time inventory.
Yep.
Management logistics is a lot quicker. The goods that we order today don't have to take a slow boat from China anymore, right? So I agree with that. But order backlogs is still very troubling coming from your folks.
It is
troubling.
Not,
That does not portend a good 2014. And consequently, it's having the impact on capital expenditures, isn't it?
It does impact on capital expenditures, but I think the major impact here on capital expenditures, which have been pretty strong this fall and will remain strong through December, will taper in January for sure, first of the year, because that's just sort of part of the normal cycle of things.
Right.
You put it into this year so that you take the deduction and then you heave a sigh of relief and start out the new year pretty slow with new capital going in.
Well, one of the things that doesn't seem to be any problem, any kind of an urgency for this year is tax issues. You know, a lot of years we've got the economy's. We had a great year, and we need to go ahead and put some things in service to start a write off, or we're worried about the tax advantage is going to go away, and so a lot of things get front loaded into the current year. I don't think there's much of that this year, is there?
I don't know for sure, but because next year is still an unknown, and because tax rates are still pretty good, and because we have a liberal administration, there's going to be always the risk that rates could go up next year. So I think there's a standard push to get stuff into this year.
Right, right. Sam, give us the website, please.
Yeah, the website has actually changed. We were TatumLLC.com. We're now Tatum-US.com. That's Tatum-US.com, part of being the global company, Bronstadt, which is our parent now.
All right, so we got a new website, folks, Tatum-US.com. Check it out. That's where you can find the survey, too. We come back, we're going to talk about some of the more issues that Sam uncovered in his survey. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.